especially with a lamp.
A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. We want to welcome everybody that's listening today to A Hustler's Spirit Radio. And my name is Jim Ferguson. I want to say hello to Judy, Ken.
Hi.
Greg. Hey, what's going on out there, everybody?
Great. How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
It's a wonderful day.
All right.
It's a wonderful day.
Everybody's doing real good.
All right. Everybody's doing well. I know we are. I tell you what, we got a couple of hot topics today that I'm going to be dealing with, having some fun with today. And Judy, do we have a story with you sometime in the show today about something? I can't.
The Hot Fudge Sunday taking off.
Yeah, I got something
it's
for that.
It's taking off.
We're gonna,
yeah.
We're going to definitely get into that. And I'm going to tell you something. We're gonna bleed into something that I wrote within the last couple of days, and I had kind of researching, and also dealing with, you know, what we talk about, like our own stimulus package, our own spiritual stimulus package. And also talking about our own spiritual economics or our soul economics. But it's on the line of perfection. It's on the line of mastery. And getting and seeing that and getting that philosophy down. And for me, I have to admit, it's easy for me. It's not complicated. Most people, when you say that I'm looking for perfection, they'll tell you, well, there's nothing perfect. And I will disagree with that. I believe that we live in a perfect universe. I believe that we are from a perfect infinite intelligence, a perfect God. And everything is set in motion with perfection in mind and love and care and pure energy. To me, that seems to be a shortcut or a lack of tenacity when a person immediately says that. You know, it's like talking about wealth or talking about money, and a person immediately says, well, I don't want much. Well, you might as well die because I want it all. I made a comment to somebody today that, you know, you hear people say, well, you know what, I just want a piece of the pie. No, no, no. I don't want a piece of the pie. I don't even want a whole pie. I want the factory. I want all the ingredients. I want everything. And I mean that literally. And that's how my conscious and subconscious works. I don't want just my little piece or... No, no. Give me everything that is available to me. That's what I want. And so in talking about the guy that does the Sunday... My
right.
question, and I want to submit these questions to everybody, and I'm on everybody, my whole panel. I want my panel to get involved with it today because, it's important to me. I'll make this statement: is your skills offered with excellence and with care
and love?
It's right. That's right. And I think the excellence. I think really, to me, in my opinion, it kind of goes hand in hand with the fact of love being based by it. So I would say to all the listeners that are listening, is your skills offered with excellence? And I would say, and excellence, Judy, with love and with care. If that excellence is understood and appreciated by people, then it will be impossible for you not to succeed. We have to be effective with investing with ourselves, investing in ourselves. And I think a lot of people, we sit and we want a lot of things in our lives, but do we put the time of what it's going to take to succeed in having those things come our way? It's just like, okay, do you have $1 million skill? And most people that want $1 million, if they're not acquiring $1 million skill, you know what I mean? It's like, how is that formulated into your plan of getting your $1 million if you do not have that skill? But if you come in with a mindset that everything that you do, and we'll take the ice cream sundae guy, everything that you do with excellence will be appreciated by people, and you will not fail in whatever endeavor that you decide to do, whatever business you do, you're not going to fail. And in being effective with investing with ourselves and letting people know who we are and what we do, and that applies to every field. I don't care what that is out there, and I really want to make that statement. And I want to dig a little deeper with seeing just, you know, when we see a chain of events, we can go farther down the line and actually look at those events and see what takes place. And every act in the work field, every act in the hustle field, every act in the spiritual field, everything that we do, it all interconnects. It all interconnects into a master plan. Do you take time to develop and refine your skills? We want to touch that today while we're on the air. And I want, like I said, I want my co-host to actually get into talking about that and the people that you see and talking about yourself. People fail the majority of the time because they do not have any real experience and they do not acquire usable knowledge about their chosen field. A quest for mastery. And I put that in parentheses when I wrote this. And I might have wrote this in the middle of the night. I'm not sure. But when you see that, and I say it again, how many salespeople do we have out there that are salesmen, salesperson, so to say, politically correct, but I still say salesmen. How many people do we have that actually understand the art of selling? To me, with my experience, very few. Back in the day, it used to be, but very few people are have salesmanship. They don't learn about it. They don't study people. They just go out here. Half of the time when you go get a product, they don't even understand the product. They'll tell you, let me get somebody else. Then why in the hell are you even on? Why are you doing what you're doing if you don't understand? I need to know every single aspect of every product that I'm selling. Because first of all, I'm going to make your mouth drop when you come in and say, hey, did you know anything about these computers? Did you know anything about these digital cameras? Or, in my field, did you know anything about repairing a motor? Do you understand how Class 2 data operation works? Class 2 data information. Do you understand how a scan tool works? Do you understand how the computer actually makes decisions thousands of times per second to give you an even flow of power when you accelerate? Do you even understand how an internal combustion chamber engine works? Most people do not. Most technicians do not. Don't ask me how they get away with it, but they do not. So, what I'm saying is, if we want to be spiritually enlightened, how much time do we spend studying spiritual enlightenment? If we want to be millionaires, truly, not just saying it, we're not just talking, but where our subconscious mind actually understands and believes, that this is what you want to do. With emotion back, with constant reminding your subconscious mind that you want to be a millionaire, but only if your subconscious mind, only if your heart of hearts, only if your true inside really, really, truly, truly believe that you can acquire that. Then how often do we take the time to study that? Now I'm going to say this. Hopefully I'm saying this word right. The Taoist. Either Taoist or Taoist philosophy. I'm sorry, but either
Taoist.
This is a how you say it, Judy?
Taoist. D O W. You say it like it's a D. Taoist. It's actually pronounced spelled the T, but it's pronounced with the D. Taoist.
So Taoist. The Taoist philosophy. Now this is taken from something that I had a chance to read. Developed in Japan, called the Zen. I should be correct at this point. State. Action
Zen
or
say,
order.
Right.
okay, action or order arises from one's attunement with the flow of things. Now, I'll say that again. Action or order arises, I mean order in your life, action being seen and done, arises from one's attunement with the flow of things. A set of events or a skill as something has perfection in it, and that end product of that perfection is honored for assisting in the overall balance of things. I think that's very important. When we as humans start to become aware of this fact, we place ourselves in attunement with the flow of universe. And that very consciousness shift opens up an infinite possibility, all from just becoming aware. This is a law within itself, and it's very mind-bending. And that's kind of what I got into. And when I say that, if we jump into talking about the guy with the high foot thunder, and I sit there, and really what this example was in his book was talking about a gardener. And this Taoist gardener, in mastery of himself being a master gardener, he has allowed people, the kingdom, the emperor, and all people looking at this, he has allowed them to see God by having such a beautiful garden, or in command of a beautiful garden. Meaning, in doing that, you would say, well, what does he have to do? Plant flowers and water them. No, he has to understand the physiology of these flowers. He has to understand that these flowers are energy moving, that they have a spirit back by them, that they are spirit themselves. And with that, he's able, a beautiful garden, like you go to the botanical gardens and your mouth just drops. These flowers are perfectly fertilized. They're manicured. Their resistance of their growing is away from the garden. So that means that you have mastered, you're studying, you understand the soil, you're understanding light, you're understanding humidity, you're understanding all of those things that give the flower the base, the most positive vibrating base or fertile soil to grow. And when you see that, what do you see? I don't just see a flower. I don't. I see God. I see ability to look and see God in that form. I'm looking at mastery of whoever worked this garden. They have done a hell of a job. And if we take the sundae, the ice cream sundae, when you go eat that sundae on your Sunday, if you go Sunday and eat that, if that's your day that you go, do you know by having that person put love, care, affection, touching that sundae, putting some of his energy in that sundae, because that's what you're eating. And when you have
eating
that,
love.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it. And when you have
eating
that,
love.
You are closer to your soul when you eat that sundae. Now, you would say, that's why a lot of times we black people call food soul food, because it does touch your soul. And you're supposed to be able to enjoy that. You're supposed to be able to enjoy those greens, and you're supposed to be able to enjoy that pot roast and that cream style corn and that macaroni and cheese that's cooked the way it's supposed to be cooked and ain't cooked with no damn Velveeta. We're supposed to enjoy that. So when you sit there and eat that, your eyes roll back in your head and you get closer, just like eating a nice scoop of butter pecan ice cream. You have lost yourself. Or a piece
closer
of chocolate cake that melt in your mouth, or them biscuits with that gravy that I'm coming down there, Judy, so you can fix me some of that. You see what I'm saying? So when you look at that, what do people see? And you can go out here and we'll do it. We can question. I'll question 100 people. I guarantee you, I might get lucky, depending on my demographic. I might get lucky that somebody say, I see God when I see that. And then I have to go one step further and say, what do you mean by that? Because in that right there, he can bring, now this is, just follow me, because I want you guys to hit this when I get done with it. When you go into that place and you eat that sundae, and you eat that sundae, and it sets you into a mind frame that you feel good about yourself and other things, you leave that restaurant, or you leave that ice cream parlor, and you go out and you transmit how you feel to other people. Now, is that not a spiritual event? And you're transforming that spiritual event to the next person. So you eat that and you feeling good, and it has satisfied your taste buds, has touched your soul, has twisted your insides in a way that just say, I feel good. This is the best Sunday I've ever had. The best I've ever had. When you go out there into that work field, when you go out there to greet people, when you go out there to meet people, you don't know how that can change another person's life by whether you hold a door open for them, whether you have a genuine smile to them. And I sit there and I played it in my mind of the interactions of how that one Sunday can transmit itself all the way back here in Cleveland, Ohio, from you eating that Sunday on a Sunday.
You want to know what happened?
Let me hear it.
Okay, I told him I would do this. I went down to the managers who are my friends at this very nice restaurant down here in Norfolk, and I told them about that hot fudge Sunday, and they were sort of looking at me like, until I got to the part in the story where I said, you know, he bent over and he told me the reason it was the best one was because he made it with love.
Right.
And my friend said, honey, you have him come in here. You have him talk to the chef, and we will see what we can do.
Okay.
So then I told another friend the story, and she happens to be dating an award-winning photographer, Stephen Katz. And he said, these are the kinds of people I like doing stories on. When this all gets set up, he wants to do a story for a national magazine on this guy.
Perfect.
And all I had to do was eat the hot fudge sundae.
Now. And that's exactly what you talked about last week. And now, in understanding that, that transmitted to me telling that story to other people here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
See, I've told that story. I've just not told it on the radio. I've told that story to other people. And that made me, listen to this one now, that made me research even deeper. I went deeper with some things. I've got some more things that I went into that I started studying myself to understand just how that passes on. And then I started applying it to my field. Let's say I'm working on a car. I'm around a lot of technicians when I'm at school that they have poor work ethics. Poor. I would not allow them to work on my car. I would not allow them to change a tire on my car. And their lack of understanding of the importance of integrity and precision. And Greg, I know you understand that because I believe you said you are a certified diesel mechanic.
No, I was a B-5 jet engine mechanic in the military.
Oh well, guess what? That's even deeper clearances. You got a line of what is the word I'm looking for? You got a critical line there that's very tight. Your tolerances are very tight when you're working with jet engines, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Much tighter than working in a combustion chamber engine.
Each mechanic has their own line number.
Yeah.
And everything you do on a jet engine, you have to sign off the task that you have done.
Yes.
So there is an accountability there for if there is a malfunction or something, it can actually trace back to everything that was done on that engine.
Radio. Exactly. And that's the perfect.
And the integrity that you put into that, the love that you put into that,
so
actually manifests the product. And
okay,
that's
gotcha. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Take a quick break.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A hustler's spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, and Greg.
Finish what he was saying about the tolerances and checking off, because you can put that into a metaphysical form too. You can see what I'm saying? And that's very important. I think we are back. And I think that's very important too. Right. So, Greg, I want you to go ahead and finish up, because I know you were saying that everybody checks off, that we've got a check off when a mechanic or a technician does something to a jet engine. You want some accountability, right?
Well, that's true. There is accountability for everything. Every nut and bolt that gets put on that aircraft, and every safety wire that gets done, and the torquing, and all the fine tolerances that are done to the engine. There is accountability, and as I said, if there is something that happens to the engine, they're able to go back to find out exactly what was done, when was done, by whom. So that's why you always have to have the best foot forward and put your heart into what you're doing, and it makes a difference on what type of product, you know, you put out.
Right. You can feel good about it, especially if you got pilots up there protecting whatever they're protecting. And you've got people's lives at stake, and, you know, people need to take that seriously. And I know I do. But I see a lot where the integrity part of that is not there. And then you have to look at that, because if you don't have the integrity part in that, and we've got families riding down the road, you've got people going to work, and if you stop on a metaphysical approach and look at that with the spiritual approach too, because it's been hand in hand, that you would see that perfect running vehicle, that vehicle done properly, running right, tracking right, motor, optimum volumetric efficiency, no complaints, quality parts on it, that person can trust that car with his wife and kids. He can trust it with himself. He's a happier person going down the road. I mean, I would have people call me up days and weeks after I repaired their vehicles and said, Jim, it has never ran that way before. I never forget, one of the most touching things to me that I have ever seen working on a car was a guy had got, it was up here in Cleveland, it was some years ago, over a decade ago, really. He had a Cadillac. It was a newer Cadillac, pretty much close to being brand new. Not quite, but brand new for the time. And he was up here visiting, but his air conditioning unit went out. And another customer that was a longtime customer of mine recommended him, and he came to the shop. I'll never forget this. And I loved it because it was no limit to the price, meaning the guy didn't say, keep calling me back of whatever I needed. He was like, no, what it needs, order what it needs, and I want brand new. I don't want anything used, which is what I do is brand new. And matter of fact, if need be, get it all from the dealership, because you know you're paying a serious markup. Anyway, long story short, it needed a complete overhaul of damn near everything in the car, and working on them front-wheel drive 4100 Cadillac DeVilles was no joke. When they shortened them caddies up, they packed a 4.1 liter motor up in that thing, and it was tight as I don't know what. But I ended up doing it. It was so cold, and I'm not exaggerating, frost came out of the air conditioning duct. And this guy, every year, would drive up for me to take a look. Nothing was wrong with the car, guys. Nothing. He would just drive up. And one time he drove up and said, I think I need a... He was from Alabama somewhere. He wasn't even driving up to see his people. He drove up for me just to work on his car, because he said it never ran that way before. It wasn't that way when I got it from the dealership. Jim, you my mechanic. I'll never forget that. I was telling somebody the other day, I still in my shop drawer, I've got keys to people's houses that these people single women, families, man, it didn't make a difference. Well, when they gave me keys to their cars, they was a gym. Here's a key to the car, so we don't have to leave the key. Here's a key to the house. Your check, your money will be on the table, blah, 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 blah. These are these people trusted me. And that stuff meant so much to me. And I, and, you know, every time I would take an extra tech class, you know, every blue moon you'll see a technician that really cared. He shined. I mean, he shined. You can look at him and say, but I shine too. Because I'm not going to blow no smoke up nobody else's ass, and I ain't going to blow none of mine. I'm going to blow some of mine. Because I really took pride in what I did. I really did. I really took pride in it. And I just think I invested in learning. I didn't, you know, I would leave work, I would go home, and I would still study. Because it didn't end for me. I was self-employed. So it didn't end just because I closed the shop doors down. But what I did experience is I didn't balance myself. You know, I start doing the 18-hour days and that type of stuff, and that really took the toll on me. But other than that, long story short, it was about integrity. And I love what I did. I loved it. It was not a problem there. And I think even getting back, I realized, too, that there was spirit involved with these cars. And when I started repairing these cars in my sleep, when I start hearing voices telling me what was wrong with the car, like I would have a hard fix, a real one of them headbangers that I'm talking about where you're tearing down dashes and you wire searching, I would relax, I would rest myself, quiet myself, and then all of a sudden I would hear something tell me exactly where I needed to go. And never fail. Never. It was just, and my father told me that. He told me that when I first started. He said, you're going to repair cars in your sleep. He said, you might not understand what I'm talking about now, but it will come to you. And I thank my father. I thank him for that apprenticeship and that knowledge of mastery about you have to bring spirit into every event that you do. I don't care what it is. And if you don't bring it in serving that Hot Fudge Sunday, that Hot Fudge Sunday is not going to have all that it could have in it.
Mm-mm.
If you don't bring it to your classes, Judy, that you teach, Greg, if you don't bring it to your matrix healing, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to, you know, Ken, if you don't bring it to your landscaping, if you don't bring it to your automobile painting, let me say this to you, and I will say this. You can go to the Autorama. You can go to car shows, and you can look at those vehicles, those paint jobs, those details, those motors, and you know when they have spirit pressed onto them. You know you're looking at pure spirit when you look at some of these cars. When you look at some of these cars, and the money is not the issue. And I'm so proud that when you hear people say, man, the money is not the issue with these cars. These are regular working people. They just trap a little money off to the side, and they put it in what they like. And I'm gonna tell you something. I've seen some cars, people, that they are so beautiful. You know that this, when you look at it, you ain't looking at nothing but universe. You're looking at souls that have pressed the envelope in technology. They pressed the envelope in craftsmanship, in style. And creativity, that, I mean, when you look at that, man, your heart, you don't even have to know how to paint a car. When you know, you can see yourself and it look like you 15 levels deep in a paint job. You understand me what I'm saying? Or when you walk around a car, man, and it's changing colors on you. You know, and it's no runs, and it's no, what do you call it, man, eggshells on it? What y'all call that when your people ain't prepped the car right? What's that called, Big Daddy?
Oh, when you talk about a paint job, when it's smooth, there's no orange peel.
Orange peel, that's what it's called.
But just basic application, everyone can do a basic application, and it's just different techniques and how far the steps you want to take. Really, I feel like a spirit is never, ever forgotten in the source where it's come from. He never forgets that he sent it down to you, to us.
Right.
He gives that source to us to go a whole mile beyond that. And the abundance of whatever we want is always there.
Right, that's right.
It's just how far you want to go to get it.
That's right. So you can just talk about it on the paint job. You can look at the paint job and say, man, I look like something from Earl Shire.
Right.
Or you can look at something, you say, I know that brother spent about 5 G's on that. And you know what I'm saying? You know, and when you see something and you know somebody, when you as a painter and a body man, when you gotta salute a guy.
Well, there's people who might use this. I mean, there's two, just take, for instance, two people. Just for instance, like you, you said you fixed an air conditioner, the air conditioning unit in an automobile. You both have the same, I give you the same equipment, the same parts and everything. You do your job with love, and I do my job just to do the job, and I don't put my heart into it.
You can tell.
You will know the difference if we both started with the same thing.
Exactly.
And
so
you know what it took to make that wholehearted and feel the greatness out of it because you put your soul into it.
That's right. And you know what you do, man? You take off the area of time. See, for me, because I'm not hourly that way, even if I charge a guy for 7 hours and it takes me 2 days, it doesn't make a difference to me as long as my end product is where I want it to be. See, I'm not going to slap shit together just to slap it. I'm going to take my time with it. So that's where, see, I'm not under that TikTok mindset. You know what I mean? Important to me.
You know him. He's a friend of ours. He paints just like we do.
Right.
And I've went to his shop and I've worked to help him out.
Right.
And I might be in his booth painting a car and he'll say, well, how do you make that clear
look like
lay
that
down different than I do? And
right.
I was like, both have the same technique.
I was just agreeing. I think that you don't have the same technique. It's
you love it, that's why.
Right, and that's part of your
you
technique.
Love it.
Right, that's part of your technique. So if you don't love it, you can, I mean, I'll put it to you like this. Now, come on now, we all eat at restaurants. And you know damn well you can sit down and you know when you got a steak that somebody done put some love in. Come on now.
Yes.
And you know no matter what they do, when they bring you that food to the plate now, you know that food, I'm not feeling it.
Well, you can honestly do that when the server comes to you. You honestly, when you have someone nice that comes, a waiter, a waitress, comes to your table and they're really nice and they're trying to appease everything that you need.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That you're going to have a favorable time at that restaurant.
Exactly.
Like Judy with the sundae.
That's right.
Yeah.
She knew when that other guy made that sundae.
You knew the difference. You knew the difference in the sundae, right? You knew the difference.
He tasted it.
Right. He was into the way he was looking. I mean, he was strutting his stuff around that restaurant.
Right.
And he really couldn't care less.
Exactly. Couldn't care less. You know. But guess what, sweetie? The ice cream didn't change because that man made your sundae. They still had the same tub of ice cream in there. They had the same fudge in there, and they had the same nuts in there. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're totally right, but it didn't taste the same.
It didn't taste the same, so that goes right back.
It didn't even come close to tasting the same.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't come close to tasting
the same.
Hey, Jim? Yes, sir?
Mm-hmm. This is what the whole thing, ever since we started this program, Judy and I always talked about integrity and coming from the heart, because when you do everything from the heart, that's what it's all about. If you really put your heart and soul into everything you do, your attitude, when you meet somebody, you could tell. You could, oh, man, I want to stay away from that person because that person's negative.
Right.
If you come from total attitude of love and gratitude, respect, and put your heart and soul into everything, that's where it comes to life, and that's what the energy is all about.
That is it. You hit that right on the money, man. That is right on the money. Yes, that
that's
is.
Where it is.
Yeah, and exactly so.
And that's where opportunities grow for this man out of that, because love is contagious.
Right.
The desire for love is built into each, it's hardwired into each and every one of us, so we're always reaching for love.
Right.
So this is where prosperity comes in, because he's doing with this love, everybody else wants a piece of that love, so they're going to reach for it.
Yes.
If it costs a dollar, I'm going to pay my dollar for that love.
Amen.
I'm going to do that.
Touching one soul.
That's right. Stay with that thought. We're going to come back. Because when we come back, we're going to talk about the natural flow of spirit through man. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about how to put that spirit into your hustle. We'll be right back.
Yahoo!
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
All right, welcome back. We left with Greg mentioning about love, and Judy mentioned about love being in everything that with a whole baseline of a starting point, which is
and love created prosperity. Love creates prosperity because we're hardwired to reach for love. That's wired into our soul and our brain.
That's right.
So you're going to reach for
it.
That is
correct.
That's why people like these beautiful, expensive jewelry and all that stuff, because artisans put their love into that. That's why they go for it.
And this is why we are drawn to that energy, and this is why I'll even say also we're hardwired to excellence and prosperity. I had made a comment to somebody. I said, if your woman left you for a man that had more money, what would you call her? So, the dude said, man, I call her a damn gold digger. I say, hold on, homie. Don't call her that. All she's doing is going towards that higher energy, that money. Money is energy. Have we not agreed to that?
Mm-hmm.
So, if we've agreed to that, then can we now call a guy or a woman, because that's both situations, it ain't man or woman, both situations, can you say, damn, no, you just lost to a higher energy. That's all you lost to. Now, the quest is, get that higher energy and you keep yours as high as that you possibly can. So keep striving for more. So you ain't got nothing to worry about when nobody's talking about that your bank ain't tight. No, my bank tight, for sure. And it's constantly growing every single moment. So I had a joke about that because he was like, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you who it was. It was my cousin. And I'm going to put his ass on Front Street. But he lost the bar to another dude because the dude had a better car.
that's debatable. That's debatable, okay.
Wait,
I'll come down on that one.
Wait. I asked him something. I said, man, what you pissed about? He said, look. He said, man, I lost my... I said, what do you want me for, man? This dude in this Cadillac, man. I knew something was going on with this broad, man. Giggling and smiling and all of that.
But do you think that could happen to either any one of us?
Hell yes.
Okay, so... Well, I mean, in a sense, it like you say, it never gets you mad. It just keeps you thrusting to get your energy.
Hey, here's the deal. Guess what? Even that scenario right there, when you look at it, if you look at it on a spiritual, metaphysical end, dude, let me tell you something. That explains everything we as humans do every single day. Man, let me tell you something. And just knowing that, you can immediately, even if it happened to us, we can say, hey, that dude, he ain't get me.
Because that woman's on a path or whatever path she on. So I ain't got to be tripping and flipping because she went that way. Guess what? There's 50 more that will over here. Let me get my energy bank up. That's how you work that. I don't even, there ain't no need to even
say
that.
But even though she did that, you know, the creator never forgets what we need in our store. So, I mean, maybe that might have been a source that we just didn't need.
Right,
you know?
Now,
so,
see, now that's looking at it on a
map. Amen. I got to go with Ken on that one. I'm with Ken on that one.
No, I'm cool with it because guess what? If she did leave and she left me, that's a door opportunity for some more to come in. So I'm right here.
When one door closes, another door opens.
We might open up a door for abundance for us. We might have three more women.
You might have to kick them to the curb, Daddy.
Oh, boys.
No, but you know what we're saying? We got to hit this one a little bit, but you know what I'm saying about that, man. You know, I can understand how dude feel, don't get me wrong, but at the same time...
But that's why I always said he should have had a good spare in his Taurus.
We'll leave that one where it is. That's big for it with
itself. A brand new spare.
My man. Ain't no need to get no used spare, though.
Yes, sir.
Keep it brand new.
All right, Tim, you got to remember one thing. Everybody's energy. Like when I walked into the room and you said, wow, you said, I could feel your presence when you walked into the room. Judy has said the same thing when she goes places, people, it's like we are the light into the world.
Right.
We are at a higher frequency and we radiate and people are like, I want some of that. You know what I'm saying?
And let me tell you something. And that woman wanted some of that too.
Yep, she did.
That's why she, and dude might have put some high frequency on her, man. You might have put something on her, Big Daddy. They might be in a brand new Cadillac now.
and she will stay with him as long as he keeps rolling it out.
That's right.
But is it for the right reason? And that's
whatever reason it is, it's her reason. But the point is, I just wanted to let him understand, Big Daddy, it's okay. You just get up and get yours, baby. That's all. Just get up and get. That's for any of us. I mean, I'm telling you, that's just not just for him, but that's for any of us. Because guess what we're in? Every time we wake up in the day, we've got to look at this day as a day of pure opportunity. We don't look at the day just cruising through the damn day. Ain't no hustler in the street that's worthy to be called a hustler can cruise. There's no cruise control. It's wide open throttle or there's nothing. There is no park throttle or the hell with that. It's either you to the floor with it. And as we say when we race in the street, it's to the wood. It's either to the wood or nothing. I'll never lift. That's the bottom line.
Okay, you tell your cousin the sweetest revenge is doing well. So all he has to do is better than the other dudes.
Thank you.
That's all he has to do.
And guess what? If that's what he needed to pick himself out of his dogma, then that's what he needs. And sometimes that has happened to all of us. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you something. I was at my shop one time, and this guy that me and Ken know, we're not going to call his name. But anyway, this guy rolls down the street in a brand new Corvette. So this dude, he stops. Right, and he talking to the guy. He said, hey, you know, what's up, man? He said, what's going on with you? He said, man, where you get that at? So the brother in the car rolled the window down a little bit more. And he said, dude, I got this at the store. All the rest of them at the store. I got it at the store, man. Where you think I got it from? So it kind of dropped dude's mouth. And he said, they got a whole lot more, man. You can go up there and get you one if you equipped. And we know what that meant. So if brother man wasn't equipped, then ain't no need to talk about where I got mine at. Because if you equipped, you gonna know where to get yours at. What do I need to ask for? That's a Chevrolet. That's a Corvette on it. I go to the Chevy dealer. As we call it in the hood, we say the Chevy store. Well, go to the Chevy store and get you what you need. Well, same thing going with out here, too. You looking for something that you need to lay down with? You need to go to the store. Don't go to the five and dime. You know what I mean? You want to go to the upper echelon.
Like this is coming with all the knowing, Big Daddy.
That's the bottom line, ain't it?
That's all it's about.
Shoot,
never five and dime yourself. Never five and dime yourself because that's what you'll get. And I see that happen every day. People will buy the cheapest thing, and they stay in that bracket of cheapest things.
stay in there. And that's so funny because that is something that I wanted to touch on today, too. We need to treat ourselves to the best. Bottom line. And don't settle. I hang up on people telling me about off-brand. I don't buy off-brand. Excuse me. I don't even want it. I don't buy it. Why go through it? I don't even want it in my repertoire of words. I don't even want that. Give me brand name. I want the best. We come from the best. Why not want the best? But see, that's another show topic dealing with spiritual enslavement, which has gotten people to a point of not seeing themselves with the best. And see, that right there, that's a control factor that, trust me, we're going to touch that too. But what I did want to talk about when we came off of this break, before we went to the break, was that there is a spiritual presence that flows naturally through all affairs of man. All affairs, if I may add, and is visible to the person that is spirit conscious. And that's very important, because I see a lot of people, when they're hustling in the street, they're hustling in their own stores, they're doing what they got to do, but at the same time, I see a lot that they do not have a spirit conscious mind, and that's the struggle. And I had a talk with actually my cousin today, that he was saying, well, we're destined to struggle. And I said, no, we're not. I said, we struggle due to choice. I said, we're not destined to struggle. We're destined here to control this plane if we choose to. And in that choice is to study, to understand, to recite, to write, to log in, to decipher, to do research, to do whatever it takes to control your plane of existence while you are here in this dimension. And I said, I don't care what you can say. I don't care what the next person says. I can control all of my affairs. I can control all of my events by what I do and how and what my opinion and my aspects of what comes my way. And if you get to a point of mastery, you know what you're doing is setting itself up for your cause and effect. So if you want those riches, if you want that education, if you want that knowledge, then you set yourself up now and you see the spirit in everything that you do. You see that. You understand what saving money is. You understand what a proper hustle technique is. You understand what integrity is. You understand all of that. But see, if you don't have spirit in mind, you're a loose cannon. You're uncontrollable. And then you are then set in a realm of dealing with these cause and effects of this lower vibrating plane.
You're truly right, you know, because a lot of things, like a lot of people out here might be going through, like with their finances and things. But society puts us in a certain way where they want us to always feel like, because you can look at a lot of the infomercials and you'll hear things about people saying, being debt free and stuff like that, and I don't think that if you're working,
that's not where it is.
That's not where it is. Mm-hmm. It's adjusting yourself where you can control and have a free flow and a free spirit. And I think about it now, like my mom and dad. My mom would like work herself and save some money and put it over here. But she was really dedicated to pay her bills and make sure that all her bills was paid, that she satisfied those people. And she could still live like my father, because my mother would cheat herself. She wouldn't give herself always the best thing. But my dad would do it in a heartbeat.
Long.
Hold that thought. We're going right back to that, because I want to add something
right all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A hustler's spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, and Greg.
All right, welcome back. We got to finish this topic up. Ken, let me hear what you're saying about what your mom did, because I want to hear it.
Well, my mom would give her last to pay her bill, and my dad just felt like that just didn't make no sense to him,
right?
Because he wasn't going to give anybody his last or his all. He was always going to keep some for himself.
Right.
And he would pay his bills.
Right.
Yes, he paid his bills to make sure that he could get something else.
Right.
But he wasn't going to give you his all.
Right.
And that's just what I meant by that, because we can get programmed in different cycles or different from one end to the other.
Right.
But we have to decide what fits us best.
Exactly. Now, with that statement, I agree with you on your dad end. But you talk about your mom, but your dad ain't right, because the first thing you got to do is pay yourself first. Ain't no successful person out there going to pay somebody else before they pay himself. So you right about that one. Now, your mom, I'll probably say that your mother wanted to get that stuff off of her. She didn't want to have, or she might have had a situation where she didn't want to owe nobody. Kind of independent. You know what I mean? To say, you know what? I don't want you in my pocket. I had to use you. But you know what I'm saying?
I've seen it today.
Right.
My wife will do the same thing and won't get herself something or say, well, I'm not going to get this until I have this done.
Right.
And they still, right now, at this point of stage, these people aren't here going to extend you anything. You need that source. You need your money up.
That's right.
Why give it up now?
That's true.
To be debt free.
That's true.
So
that's
all
true.
You listeners out there, don't give it up. Get the things that you want. Pay your bills.
Yeah, pay them.
But keep you some money to get the things that you want, because they don't promise you anything.
That's right.
It's what you put in yourself. You make that promise in your soul.
That's
you
right.
You can get it.
That's right. Now, that point right there, baby, that is the dead nuts truth. Because if everybody has that mentality. See, here's the deal. There ain't enough people out there feeling good about themselves, Penny.
Because if it's 10 of us and got enough source, we can create and make a change in a bunch of people. We can pay it forward to another 100.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. But I will say this again. There is a lot of people don't feel good about themselves. That's the bottom line. So if they don't feel good about themselves,
Amen.
How can you transmit that power and that feeling out to anybody else? You know what I'm saying? You go in a room and you can look at a jackass that don't feel good about himself. And the crap that he want to try to give you. You understand me what I'm saying? And then, at the same time, dealing with this holy book and dealing with these other books that's going on and this other dogma that's going on and this other mental slavery that's going on, the first thing somebody tell you to do, well, guess what, man? Turn the other cheek with it and go ahead and let me just have it. See, but it's a new line of thinking, though, today. This call, you bringing this crap to me, I'm about to express to you the cause and effect of how universe works. It means that you can get it equal or greater force. And to me, I think giving the greater force would be a lot better, because there's a lot of folk out here think they can get that funk off and they need to have some heads cracked. You understand me what I'm saying? Why people do that, not getting off the subject, but what I'm saying is that people give you this crap that you don't even ask for, and they expect you not to do nothing else because they're accustomed to people turning the other cheek. No, we ain't for that turn the other cheek. We for that turn that cheek so we can knock you the hell out. That's what we in for, because it was, were you telling me about a show somewhere that you said a pastor got on TV, and he said sometimes you got to put that holy book down and you got to give it to some folks out here? Sometimes you got to put that book down and you got to get it. Well, I'm saying the same thing. We can talk about getting medieval on some people that have done some stuff to us, but how about we get medieval on getting this money? How about we get medieval on getting our spiritual awareness up? How about we get medieval on getting these brand new businesses up and popping? That's, and having that tenacity and that shit. See, other than all this dogma where people got to give you about, oh man, you can't do that, man, kiss many.
And that's only what I was trying to express to
you. Yeah.
Try to
upshift that to make it work for
you
us.
You feel, get that crap pumped. I mean, when somebody come in, I just ain't feeling that. So if I ain't feeling it, I'm going to be prejudiced. I'm going to be proud of it. I'm going to be proud of it. I don't need to be around that. So when you want to go and bring me the holy book and tell me like they be around life, it might not have a damn thing to do with no color. It might have to do with a mindset. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm probably hitting it dead on the money. Likes to get with likes. So if you're dead in the mind, you need to give yourself a hole, dig a hole for yourself, and throw your ass in there. Other than that, let me get with like-minded people, because like-minded people is what we're looking for. Judy, you experienced that with some people in your, a person in your office. You said you made double your money as soon as you let that ball go. Figure it out.
Oh, that's true.
Figure
that's
it
true.
Out.
You energy got your strong, that energy
you came
strong,
to y'all
yep.
got medieval on that bra, y'all. I know you put some energy towards that woman. You can say what you wanted to, Judy, but I know y'all got together and put some on that woman. Y'all got that woman.
Well, what we did, though, let me tell you what we did. We prayed for her.
Yeah,
we prayed for that woman. And that prayer, that prayer shoved her out of there because her energy couldn't tolerate the prayer.
Man,
she shoved herself out. She shoved herself out.
They'd have pulled that woman out by her weave. You get what I'm saying? It'd have been some sisters up. I know some people up in there, man. They'd have took shoes off and fake nails off, and they would have been on and popping because you're messing with their energy. You're messing with their spirit. You ain't
well, God took good care of it, darling. When we prayed for her, she got out of there. See, there it is, though. She couldn't stay in good energy. You need to know that. Good energy is also a weapon.
Yes,
never
is.
Underestimate the power of good energy to be a good weapon.
Exactly.
Power of love and
all
light.
You have to do, all you have to do is look at Obama. Just take a look. Good energy is one of the best weapons around.
That's right. And I look at how many people just really playing hatred to my brother. Because my brother, first he got rhythm, he got style, he's got a swagger about him, and he has a vibrational level that's high. And I think, once again, we talked about it before, we just get behind the man and do our part. Do our part,
right.
Because we still have our own personal reality. You know,
yep.
And that's very important for us to understand. Don't wait on nobody. I'm not going to wait on nobody. Ken ain't going to wait on nobody. Judy not going to wait on nobody. Greg's not going to wait on nobody. We're going to keep moving. And we'll express this to everybody out there listening. And people close to us here in Cleveland know we are about our business. That's the bottom line. And we are about. We don't go in nothing on no fearful end. We don't go. We never did. Never did. In the past, we never did. Never had no scared legs and all of that crap talking more about something else. Other. We deal with the plan, get on the plan, and work the plan. That's the bottom line. And once you do that and understand that you are that master and that driver of your ship, man, everything else will fall to the side. And you're 100% right. And the way to really get people out of your way and to get them out of your mix and the most purest way that you can do that is actually with love and vibrating at a much higher frequency.
Raise your vibration.
If you're lucky, and then if you're lucky, you might even pull them up with you without you taking anything away from yourself.
Right. Raise your vibration, guys. Raise your vibration.
That is right. That is right. Well, listen, we are out of time.
And stimulating.
So we next week, Judy, maybe you have some more information for it. Greg?
I hope so, yeah.
I want to hear something, because I got a feeling something's going to happen, baby. I feel it. Something's going to happen over there. And Ken, I want you to, I don't know, I want you to do something. Man.
I just want y'all to don't be afraid.
We won't, Ken, we promise. No fear. No fear, Ken. No fear. Okay? No fear,
Ken. Don't be a co-pilot.
Not.
I'll tell you.
God
week.
Bless you.
All right.
All right. See y'all next time.
Love y'all.
All right. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. The Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
The Hustler Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio. With your host, Jim.